You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner explores the life, service, and valor of First Lieutenant William R. Lawley, Jr.
True heroes come to the forefront, not out of a sense of personal bravery, but out of a deep-seated need to do what must be done. William R. Lawley, Jr. is one of these heroes. He was born in Leeds, Alabama in 1920 and joined the U.S. Army Air Corps in April 1942. By 1944, Lawley was a first lieutenant piloting B-17s with the 364th Bomb Squadron of the 305th Bomb Group. The 8th Air Force, in February 1944, tasked a huge effort in what would be known as Big Week. On the first day of Big Week, February 20th, the effort was against German aircraft factories. 1,700 bombers hammered the German works. Lawley's B-17, named the Cabin in the Sky, was at the head of a bomber formation sent to turn Germany's production and aircraft manufacturing facility at Leipzig into smoldering rubble. This was the airplane's first mission. Bill Lawley came under attack over Germany at 20,000 feet from approximately 20 enemy fighters, which severely crippled his plane and forced him out of formation. 8 crew members were wounded, and a 20-millimeter cannon shell killed the co-pilot. With one engine on fire, the controls shot away, and serious wounds to his face, Lawley forced the co-pilot's body off the controls and brought the plane out of a steep dive at 12,000 feet, despite flying with his left hand only. Blood covered the instruments and windshield, making visibility impossible. The full bomb load made the plane difficult to maneuver, and frozen bomb racks prevented the release of his bombs. After giving the order to bail out, one of the waist gunners told Lawley that 2 crew members were so severely wounded that they could not bail out. With the fire and the engine spreading, the danger of an explosion was imminent. Nevertheless, Lawley chose to remain with the aircraft and bring the wounded crewmen to safety. Enemy fighters again attacked, but by using masterful evasive action, he managed to lose them. One engine again caught on fire, but he extinguished it by skillful flying. He remained at his post, refusing first aid until he collapsed from sheer exhaustion caused by loss of blood, shock, and the energy he had expended in keeping control of his plane. The bombardier revived him, and he again took over the controls. Coming over the English coast, one engine ran out of fuel and had to be feathered. Another engine started to burn and continued to do so until he made a successful crash landing on a small fighter base. Through his heroism and exceptional flying skill, Lawley rendered outstanding, distinguished, and valorous service to our nation. Quoting his citation, through his heroism and exceptional flying skill, Lawley rendered outstanding, distinguished, and valorous service to our nation. He was awarded the Medal of Honor for this act on August 8, 1944. Bill Lawley reached the rank of colonel before leaving the Air Force in 1972. He was a kind, serene, unassuming man, like most of the Medal of Honor recipients. Throughout the remainder of his life, when asked or when on a podium as a speaker, Lawley recalled the mission and what happened to him. He believed that anyone could have done what he did. He never contemplated that he was that rare type of person who does not realize that they possess greatness. He was honored to receive the highest medal this nation bestows upon its best warriors. He died on May 29, 1999, at the age of 78, and he was buried in Greenwood Cemetery, Montgomery, Alabama. Bill Lawley was living proof that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas Magazine.